Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got the holes in.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your Browns Friday fumble.
Hold on it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. My name is Dave.
My name is Dylan.
And do not adjust your dial, because this is not on the radio.
We're back.
We're back. And to some of you.
We've been here.
The select few, we've been here the whole time on our Patreon. You've been listening along all season.
Yes, but thank you so much for all the support. You're putting me through law school. It's really good.
It's been great. We talked to Mr. Joe, who in turn talked to Mr. Craig, who has still somehow
retained control.
I don't even know how he's got this contract. You remember the contract from years ago.
Yes. Oh, I certainly do.
We thought with the Patreon we could escape. Yeah, but it was too late. You were just in class. Anyway, we thought we could, if we controlled the Patreon ourselves, we could keep doing what we were doing. But then, it's right there in the contract. Playoffs, baby. And you know what? We're kind-hearted folks. We always have been. We're going to give back to the community. We could tell that this community is, like, thirsting for content.
Thirsty.
Dylan, I don't know if you've looked.
I mean, these disgustingly thirsty.
Yeah, step back a little bit from the Friday football. Have you been on YouTube lately?
All the time. I'm on there all day long.
A new Cleveland Browns playoff hype video gets uploaded to YouTube every 20 minutes now.
Every 20 minutes.
And they're all.
Have you seen the latest one, the wolf animation?
I'm ready for like a bowling alley strike animation Cleveland Browns hype video.
Yes.
If anybody knows how to do that, add us. But anyway.
Any 12-year-olds playing around with Photoshop right now,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tackle it.
Tackle it. Because you got.
We're back, baby. Playoffs. Because we have to be. It's actually, we're actually obligated to be on the main feed for the playoffs. And here we are.
And, you know, as we said, the people who have been following along this whole time,
they know all this.
They know it. And they know that one of the big features that we provide on our Patreon, which actually, I mean, if you're not subscribed, this isn't an ad for our Patreon.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
Right.
Mostly.
In fact, we'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It's, first of all, we kind of, it's not that we lost the password, but we no longer have admin privileges.
Yeah.
So we can't really, we can upload, but we can't,
there's
first
no
of all, change
changes.
Change the profile, yeah. And we can't change the price.
Yeah.
And so it is $125 a week. Is the helmet hit level. But then there's another
level.
Well,
you have the Know Your Foe level.
The Know Your Foe level is $175 a week. And then there's the ultimate Chris Clem giraffe package, which is $250 a week.
But then above that, you have the Freddy Kitchen sink.
Freddy Kitchen sink. And that, you get all of it. And that's $380 a month. We've got, I mean.
And plus, Freddy is actually part of that.
Well, and we've limited it to 200 subscribers. So, yeah. I'm sorry you can't get into the kitchen sink one anymore. It's full.
Yeah.
But anyway, part of the features at every level. I mean, you get different content at different levels. That last one, there's some very, very tasteful nudes of Dylan that really are worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I paid a high dollar.
He made you feel so beautiful,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, we had an intimacy coordinator there, and
anyway, that's for the Freddy Kitchen sink level. Anyway, at every level, you get a little glimpse inside the mind of Dylan and Dave. Like, hey, what if I was friends with Dylan and Dave? How weird of a concept is that for like a person like you who would be listening to this?
Yeah,
that you would like know us personally. We know.
Hey, look, we know this is an intimate experience. Listening to a podcast, we become friend-like.
We're with you in your car while you're pretending to do your job.
Yes, when you're doing the dishes, when you're picking up the toy room,
when you're just trying to get some goddamn sleep, and
you just hear our dulcet tones.
Yeah,
and
so one of the things you can do is you can listen. Dylan and I love to send each other voice memos.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're about the Browns. Sometimes they're not. Most of the time they're about the Browns, though, because we love this stuff. And
well, we live and breathe football. We are the foremost football experts
in town.
In town. I would even argue in the state.
Well, especially once, and I don't know how in town he is right now, but once Greg Williams left, that put us back up to number one as the best football minds in town.
Yeah.
Anyway, we like to send ourselves each other notes, voice memos, stuff like that, and we'll share those on the Patreon, some select few. And, you know, as a bonus, because it's the playoffs, everybody's excited, we're going to share some of those with you of some predictions we've made.
I mean, Dave, this town is going nuts.
They're going nuts, but this is stuff that, don't... First of all, don't get all conspiracy theory cynical about this.
Don't.
This is all... Please trust us when we say that this is from the date it's from. Okay? Don't go back and go, oh, you guys... No, these are stuff we sent to each other. Mm-hmm. And also, there's an old familiar voice in there that you're going to hear as well. So anyway, you know...
Without further ado...
Here are some voice memos we sent to each other throughout the season. And... let's just, how about some more evidence in the column of we know what we're talking about?
Hey, Dave, let's see, September 1st, getting ready, gearing up for this season, man. You know, I just had that Tennessee game circled, and I just can't shake the feeling that Derrick Henry is not going to break 25 yards. I don't know what it is, but hey, I say count on it. All right. Love you, buddy.
Hey, Dylan, it's Dave. Just got a text from Kareem that he says he's just kind of hanging around Cleveland. And he said, and I quote, "I got to be here, man. Don't know what's going on, but I got to be here." So, you know, I don't want to make anything of it. I mean, it's still August, so maybe another team's going to call him. But, hey, Kareem, he texted me.
You know, with this Watson injury, let me remind you, Wacko Flacco Flame is available.
Hey, Dylan, it's Dave. We got this tough 49ers game coming in. Some are calling them the best team in the league, but something tells me, man, kicking here, winds are whipping, winds blowing up a gale today, man. Kicking here is not going to be easy. I wouldn't try to kick it outside of 40 today, man. Wouldn't do it.
You know, with this Walker injury, let me remind you, Wacko Flacco Flame is available.
Dylan, it's Dave. Just a voice note for you. Just finished watching the game. When's the last time you had sour cream and onion ruffles? Not the sour cream and cheddar. Those are awesome. But this straight up sour cream and onion. They're so good. Please pick some up on your way to the Friday Fumble offices, please. You will not believe how good they are. And you don't get them all the time, and they don't sell them in small bags. You got to buy the big bags, but not the family. They don't have family, just medium bags. Get a bag. They're so good. Love you. Bye.
Okay, Dave. I'm in the bushes outside Doug Peterson's house. Okay, I just heard Trevor is playing this week. He was just talking to his wife about it. I know. It's effed up, dude. Good news is he's still kind of hurt, and he's pretty hesitant on the ball and under center. So, I don't know. You know, I feel like we can call it a win. All right. Bye. Got to get out of here.
You know, with this Thompson Robinson injury, you know, let me remind you, Wacko Flacco Flame is available.
Okay, I'm at my uncle's funeral right now, but it just kind of occurred to me that they're probably going to have two, like, statuesque dogs at the Thursday night game, and when they at the entrance tunnel, it's going to be wild. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Pardon us for. I'm going to say, we're stumbling a little bit. We haven't been around in a while. First time back on the mic, so forgive us. But we were listening to some old episodes to prepare for this.
Had to blow off the dust.
We had to go back. What's this like? And then we remembered, Joe Flacco, who we love. Oh, like, we
absolutely love. I have arguably always.
Yeah. Loved and him. And we went back, and some people, I'm just going to, it was Andrew Schnicki, okay? It was him. He's the one who said, hey, you say you love Flacco. You guys used to talk a lot of crap about Flacco on the Friday Fumble.
Yeah, and so we went back and we reviewed the tape, and we're just going to lay out a little bit of history here. We detailed Joe's journey over the years. And listen, hey, he was on the Baltimore Craven clause.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, he wanted GD Super Bowl with these guys,
Did we like that it was for them? No, but we liked him. And what Andrew was referring to is we pointed out and correctly reported that over his tenure with the Ravens and then concluding in 2018, I would say is the kind of final completion of this, transitioned from being a man into a Muppet. And we documented it. I think they were putting together like a documentary for Disney Plus.
I think so, too.
And just kind of going through the whole thing. And I think Andrew...
But that Jets season really, I think, took the wind out of the sails there. It was tough.
It might be back on now.
You probably.
I mean, especially you get to the big game.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But I think Andrew was thinking that, you called him a Muppet. That was insulting to the man.
Right. Maybe this was a dark stain on...
And Andrew, I'm just going to be the first to say... I love the Muppets.
I absolutely love the Muppets. I've never, ever had a hard feeling about the Muppets.
The Muppet movie was a little before my time, but The Great Muppet Caper, The Muppets Take Manhattan.
The Muppets Take Manhattan is the all-time childhood.
Yeah. Muppet Christmas Carol?
Stop it.
Come on, you guys. We love the Muppets. Kermit the Frog, Fozzie the Bear, Gonzo the whatever, We love the Muppets.
Dude loves chickens.
He does. And that is so weird. And his nose is weird. And,
is he a superhero? I've never really understood.
Or does he just putting on, the clothes?
Is he a bona fide superhero? Okay.
I even love the Muppet Babies. I love the Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
And even the new ones where they added a penguin. I don't quite agree with that, but it's there, and it's fine. So anyway, we wanted to clear the air. We love the Muppets. We always have. So any stuff we said about Joe Flacco becoming a Muppet, that's just adding more compliments to the compliment stew of Joe Flacco being amazing. All right, guys, we want to think back. It's January now. It was... I'm not even going to try to count because I'm holding this microphone. Can't access the fingers right now. But preseason, regular season, September, August, it's been a long time. To sum this up, first episode of the year, to sum this up in like one segment, like regular season thoughts, like how do you sum up like the 18 grueling weeks, so many highs, lows. Lord knows the injuries this year. Coaching turmoil to coach of the year. Ups, downs, left, rights. People setting themselves on fire. That's not a joke we wrote. That's a thing that happened. All this, it's been a season. And Dylan came to me privately. Because, the staff of writers here, Dylan and I, we used to do it all on our own. We decided it was too much. And if you did the math on the 200 subscribers at the $380 a week level, we got some budget to throw around here now. But sometimes it's not as intimate between Dylan and I as it once was. But now Dylan says to me, he says, Dave, can I speak to you privately? I said, yeah. He says, I want to take a stab at the regular season recap. And I said, Dylan, I don't think... I love that you've come to me for this. I don't know why you'd think you need to. We're partners. We've been equal partners this whole time. I appreciate that you've come to me to ask, but you don't need to. And we hugged, and then we realized that we hadn't left the room, and the other writers kind of laughed at us. And it was, I mean, why can't two men hug? That's normal. Like, we need to normalize that. We've said it. It's one of the things that we had in our staff meeting last week. Anyway, so Dylan says he wants to do this. I said, I would love for you to do it. And you know what? I've seen what he's written. And I guess this is putting too much... Without further ado, Dylan, let's go with the 2023 regular season recap.
Pretty good season.
Took the words right out of my fucking mouth.
So, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the postseason runs of the Cavaliers during the LeBron 2 era.
The LeBron 2 era where LeBron had gotten serious.
Yes, and part of his practice during that time to achieve the championship ring was to what he called Zero Dark 30, a reference to a film that I never saw and never will, frankly.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Mostly because Chris Pratt is in it, and I can't stand that fellow.
Well, Coach from Friday Night Lights is in it, too, but he doesn't do any coaching.
See, you had me, and then you lost me.
Put me in a track jacket, I'm in, but suit, no thanks.
So, essentially what it meant was for the duration of the playoffs, LeBron would not be on social media, and... So we're hanging out around Berea, and we heard some mutterings about maybe some similar activities are going on around campus. So
this all comes from Coach Stefanski.
Yes, yes.
And the players have bought in. If you haven't seen the locker room speeches, the players are all in on this. Like Coach Stefanski, presumptive coach of the year.
We're just going to give it to him right now.
Pro Football Focus did. Friday Fumble is now officially. You can put it right at the headlines. Friday Fumble Awards, Kevin Stefanski, Coach of the Year.
If you haven't bet the line on that yet, go ahead.
Go ahead right now. You degenerate, do it.
So anyway, we went around the locker room this past week during the playoff hype, and we figured out what Zero Dark 30 commitments the Cleveland Browns players were taking during this playoff run.
Because for everybody, it's different. For every player, they have the certain thing.
Yep.
So we just here we go down what we're doing. Martin Emerson Jr. really, really come on strong this year as a cornerback, and the kind of things he could handle during the regular season versus the playoffs.
Getting a lot of press.
He's committed to being no creative mode in Minecraft.
That's tough stuff. That's tough stuff. You have to. I mean, this is playing the game as it was intended.
Yeah, it's putting the lid on the sandbox.
Yep.
You know,
you got to go. You have to mine, which I don't know if you played Minecraft in a while.
It's in the title, first of all.
Right. Zadarius Smith. Basically, what he told me was he promised Mrs. Wanderley to practice piano at least 15 minutes a day. And I know, hey, that's tough. You show up to your lesson and she knows.
She can tell. She's been doing this a long time. David Bell. We got to put a limit on this, buddy. $25 a week on the Roblox.
That's
okay?
It.
I'm going to give you a gift card. When that's gone, buddy, until next week. So I don't care. I don't want to hear your whining about it. That's enough is enough.
I spent way too much. I mean, we're talking over Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I understand it was break and you didn't have school, buddy, but it's got to stop. It's just too much. I don't know what you're doing with it. I guess I don't understand it. You tried showing me that
it's just a bunch
YouTube
of nonsense.
Channel,
yeah.
But it's just a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry. I'm glad you're into it. I'm glad you say it makes you more creative, but 25 a week, that's all I can do.
I just like how you get to chat with your friends on there, you know.
You're right. He does.
Amari Cooper, actually, he just committed to dropping his Greek literature minor And just focus on that anthropology degree until the off season, at least.
There'll be time for that.
Yes.
In March. Jerome Ford is committing to an all-electric fleet by 2035.
Joe Flacco told us that he has committed to parenting all five of his children.
During the whole playoffs?
Yeah, that's what I have in my notes, yeah.
That's impressive, because that is exhausting.
All five.
NFL quarterback or not, that's exhausting. Wyatt and Carly Teller have announced they have entered goblin mode.
So Myles Garrett says he's just going to repeat his donut November.
I guess
this was a thing he did in November. Donut November.
I don't know. He must love donuts. But I mean, you see him with his shirt off all the time.
Yeah, it's not hurting him.
He can apparently eat donuts and just be fine. His metabolism must be off the charts.
Well, I mean, I asked the cafeteria in Berea. They had no idea what I was talking about. So I guess
he probably stops a place on the way in.
Is there a place in Medina?
Maybe there's a good one in Medina.
Must be. I mean, I know Jubilee, but.
And then finally, Joseph Owusu-Koramoah. No changes. Dude is disciplined.
He just makes good choices.
Yep.
So.
One special note that we'd like to point out, and then hopefully kind of continue throughout this playoff run, having a good defense is really fun. It's really fun when the other team has a third down and 9, and then they get like 6.
Yeah, something that we didn't really, Joe Woods was just, just not the guy.
I also enjoy that the defense likes to celebrate, Dylan. And I know that a lot of crusty uncles that you'll maybe watch a game with use phrases like act like you've been there before and just run back, why are they showboating and all this stuff. And I'd like to remind those crusty uncles that Jim Schwartz, the crusty uncle defensive coordinator, is the one who mandates the celebration. So just when you're coming down on that, remember.
So when the guy sitting in front of you at the game in the stadium starts yelling about focusing on the ball and not the celebrations,
remind him that's coming down from on high, my friend.
Jim Shorts.
Put him on.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Hey, this is Hugh Jackson, and now it is time to know your foe. Back to you, Dave and Dalen.
All right, let's take a look at this Houston, Texas roster of these Houston, Texas. We haven't even talked, Dylan. We're playing the Houston, Texas in the playoffs.
Ugh.
I hate it.
There's just nothing to... I mean, we just saw these blokes.
We just saw them on Christmas Eve. I don't know about you. I had the game on.
There's Christmas happening.
Christmas was actively happening. I was half paying attention.
We put up 100 damn points on these guys.
And when even if it was 7-0 for way longer than I remember, and I still felt zero doubt that we were just going to win the game.
Didn't blink.
The whole time.
Didn't freaking blink.
Go back to that having a good defense is fun bit, because that's what it is. It's like, oh, we've got 7. That's enough.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
that's the points we need.
I guess you just plug DJ Elite in a quarterback.
Yeah, it's nice and simple.
Oh, you go.
Anyway,
we got to take a look at this
roster.
It's
the playoffs. contractually, we got to take a look at the playoff roster.
I know all of you, all of our Patreon listeners have already heard most of this.
Yeah, and
too bad. You have to listen again.
You got to listen again.
It's actually, that's also contractually
obligated.
You
didn't read your Patreon user agreement. Especially for those of you in the Yazin tier, which is just Yazin. All right, let's take a look. On the offense, Herb Garden, CJ Sprout.
Yeah, store brand cereal, Davis Mills.
Oh, I love the Davis Mills cornflakes. Those are so good.
You got a little sugar in there.
He's a loser, baby. Andrew Beck.
Michael Delter? I hardly knew her.
Protagonist of GTA 4, Nico Collins.
I dare you to pronounce his last name.
Don't even try it. Damien Snowpiercer.
Two roads diverged in the Robert Woods.
Noah Brown Band.
Nick Broker? I hardly knew her.
Espresso maker, Brevin Jordan.
Dalton Schultz? More like Salt and Dolts.
The person who will be not called for holding Miles Garrett this week, Laremy Tunsil, and maybe Josh Jones will have to hold him too.
Juice Scruggs. No notes.
John Mechie? I hardly knew her.
Pancreatic fluid. Dieter Insulin.
Charlie! Heck!
And George Fart.
On the defense, Bill Anderson the second.
Two doors down. You've seen him. Never really talked to him. Seems like a nice guy.
No, the guy, your neighbor says he's pretty nice and has talked to him more than you.
Right, right. They run into each other on Sundays. Takes his trash cans in.
Nice house. Keeps up the yard, really. It's not like not immaculate that he's like an asshole about it.
Right.
But it's nice. Right. Like, he does a good job.
He's not trying to show you up.
Patio set in the back looks nice.
Yeah.
You'd like to get back there once in a while. See
Christmas
where he got those
lights.
Yeah.
Great.
Classy.
Every year. Yes.
Classy, too. He doesn't just put up the thing that puts the snowflake light that goes around. It's
right,
nice. Yeah.
Right. Derek Barnett.
Mijal Sanders? I hardly knew her.
Malik Collins? I'm Collins this game for a win for the Browns.
Popular weekly NFL article, the Sheldon Power Rankings.
Oh, former Cleveland Cavalier, Jerry Hughes.
DeAndre Houston Carson. Oh, no.
Hold on.
Flag. There's a flag on this name for illegal name. That's 15 yards and a loss of down.
Cannot mention the town. Teeler Tart. No notes.
The place where you grow your CJ Sprouts, your Jonathan Greenyard.
To Catch a Predator host who invites you to have a seat right there, Jake Hansen.
I just want to remind you that it's only Jalen Petrie if it comes from the Petrie region of France. Otherwise, it's just a sparkling safety.
Kadar Halfman.
Henry Tuotuo? I hardly knew her.
And actually, on special teams, we actually do buy. This is contractual. Once again, it's a good thing I read it this week. Because,
yeah, I know.
We actually do need to care about special teams during the playoffs. So, you know.
Punter, Cameron Johnson. Bald. Kind of looks like an uglier Bill Burr.
Yeah. Kami Fairbairn, who he holds his arm out in this really stupid way when he kicks.
Looks like an idiot.
Yeah, you'll see it.
And John Weeks, who has a lovely family and seems to be a pretty good guy. All right. It's the playoffs against the Houston Texans, a team we've played a lot, got a lot of history with. Dylan and I, you and I went to a Houston Texans game.
We did. We watched Kellen Winslow get his arm or his leg broke off during that game.
Yeah, I do believe we did. Or was that?
Or was that,
that was Dallas.
That was Texas Stadium.
That was the old, yes.
That
the
was
not good Texas Stadium.
The hole in the roof where God could watch us quote-unquote favorite team play. Well, I actually believed it on that day when he broke Kellen Winslow's leg.
The Houston game, I just remember being a laughably forgettable Browns loss. Like, I don't even remember what happened.
Stadium was
that
nice.
Day. Yeah, very nice stadium. Energy Stadium.
NRG.
I see what they did there. It's the playoffs. What do you say about the playoffs? Our playoff prediction experience was the last time the Browns had a first-round playoff game. They were up 28-0 within, like, 5 minutes.
A second.
Within I assume second. That's going to happen again.
I can't. There is no data showing us otherwise.
No. We've plotted it. We plotted it on a chart. The Patreon subscribers get the chart.
Yeah.
At the chart having tier.
I think CJ Stroud is I believe he just did he get his, is he of age to drink?
I don't know that he is. I heard that he shaved for the first time yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
In preparation for the game.
Right. So
I hear people talking about this, and I'm going to talk football for a moment, that I hear people. This is a comedy podcast, but it's time for some football talk. I hear people saying, oh, it's a different CJ Stroud, it's a different game. Oh, I don't know. I mean, that was Case Keenum. Of course they didn't do anything with but CJ Stroud, rookie of the year. Okay. You talked to me last year when we got Meet Joe Woods as the defensive coordinator, years past when, you know.
Gregaga
or whoever. Like, I don't have doubts that Jim Schwartz is going to harass and boondoggle this kid. Like, Jim Schwartz has literally been alive four times as long as CJ Stroud has.
Well, and there's two things that that Cleveland is actually really familiar with, and that's number one, Case Keenum, number two, rookie quarterbacks. We are so familiar with these fools.
And I don't want to hear any of you house divided beach nut people. And again, I'm being serious. The joke part of the podcast is over. I don't want to hear any. Well, I hope CJ Stroud has a good game.
Yeah, y'all
no,
can
you
shut
don't.
The fuck
you
up.
You don't hope he has
you
a good game.
You can shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
I want him to have -7 yards and get sacked 8 times and throw 5 interceptions, 4 of whom are for touchdowns. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. I want him to go back to the locker room and go, man, I maybe should just quit football.
This might be it for me. This might be it for the legacy of Ohio State quarterbacks in the league.
I'm going to go through the...
Justin Fields is out. We already know that.
I'm going to go through the transfer portal into not playing football anymore. So don't even give me that crap about, oh, I want him to have a good game, though. No, you don't want him to have a good game. Okay? You can root for punter to have a good game.
What you want is for Denzel Ward to get healthy.
Yes.
That's what you want.
There's a beach nut to root for.
Let me tell you what you
Bell?
Need.
No, he's not the beach nut. Who's the safety? Hickman. He can be a beach nut you root for this week because he's on the goddamn Cleveland Browns and not the Houston Texans. Okay? All right, let's come up with a score prediction for this.
Jesus.
We've
Christ.
Got our traditions, we've got what we normally do, but this is the playoffs.
This is the playoffs.
And this is a thing that only people on the Freddy Kitchen Sink tier have gotten to know.
Right.
Okay. This is inside information, but it's the playoffs. I feel like this is important for you guys to know. This is a special season, so you know how we pick 26-17 and we come up with all sorts of different ways to do it? Some of the episodes I listened to, we talked about throwing spaghetti at the wall and it made the shape of a 26. We talked about all this stuff with computer. We came up with literally the first week we ever did the Friday fumble in 2015. 9 years ago. We came up with the idea that we would predict the same score every week, and it would be 26-17. Bombshell dropped on the podcast. This is bigger than the Stephen A. Smith, Jason Whitlock, where he called him a piece of shit after talking about it for an hour.
This is going to be on. This is going to be on Around the Horn tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to see podcasts of this. This is going to be on Reels. 2617, we made it up initially and just said that'll be the joke. It's 2617 every time, and we'll come up with different ways to say it.
It's funny.
Yeah. Have you literally? It's never happened. We picked a score that was so improbable. It's never happened in this whole time. I don't know if it's Scorigami or not, but we'll have to look that up. That was before we had a defense like this, guys. 17's a failure.
We can't let up 17 points, y'all.
I'm not saying it's going to be a shutout, but it's going to be 7 or 3. Like, 30 to 3.
CJ Sprouts. You know, it's going to be 127 points to Houston's 8. Because they're going to have to go for the conversion because arm out kicker
mm-hmm.
is going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the long snapper's fault. He seems like
a delightful
gentleman.
Great guy. Great guy. It's the edge.
All right. And the last thing tonight.
This is a little bit of housekeeping business.
And it's really housekeeping for the NFL.
Yes.
I never thought, it's never as a Browns fan of many, many years. Again, I just dropped the bomb that we've been doing this for 8 years, mostly on some
every
off.
Week.
It hasn't come up too much that I've been mad about something about the NFL playoff structure. It's really not been a thing that I've needed to worry about a lot as a Browns fan and commentator.
You know, strange that it hasn't, honestly.
Right. But it hasn't. But here I am, sitting here with the prospect of needing the Pittsburgh football and the Miami Dolphins to both win in order for us to secure a home football game in the playoffs when we went 11-6. Meanwhile, and I am nervous to mention his name even, but meanwhile...
Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, do it.
But meanwhile, Baker Mayfield down there in Tampa Bay, what were they, 9-8?
Some stupid thing.
And they won the division.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons weren't eliminated until, like, the last week of the year from the playoffs in the NFC South.
Yeah. The last, like, I don't know, quarter.
Yeah. So, like, guys, I think...
This can't happen.
You're in law school, Dylan. You can look into this. How can the Browns arrange a trade to be traded to the NFC South?
Well, I think the first order of business is we have to secede.
From the NFL?
No, no, no. That's silly. From the AFC North.
Just kind of go independent like Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Okay. And then see, okay.
Yeah. Make them come to us.
Okay, yeah. We drop out. We're not conference...
We'll still play two games against Pittsburgh football.
What about the AFC? We're just out of the North, or are we going to stay in the AFC?
No, I think we should leave the AFC, too.
What do they call Notre Dame that's non...
Who cares?
Yeah, it's true. Who cares?
Rudy.
Yeah, so we're non-affiliated mm-hmm. anymore. We're a freelance team.
Yep.
And we could schedule our own games then. Yeah, we'll still... I'll follow their rules, but... They could put us in as the wild card. And then what are you going to try to entice one of the NFC South teams to drop out of their conference too? I'm spitballing here. You're the legal scholar.
I don't think we have to entice them. We force them out.
Okay.
We buy stock.
Hostile takeover of the NFC South. Well, you need to buy a couple of games.
That's all you need.
You need to buy a game against the Falcons.
Yep.
Buy a game against the Tampa Bays. Buy a game. Who else is in that? The Panthers?
Nobody cares.
Guys, the Panthers?
They don't deserve a vote anymore.
I don't even know the fourth one, guys.
They don't deserve a vote.
Yeah. So, like, next year.
All we got to do is buy, like, I don't know, like 50 shares.
And I'm saying, I'm with you. I don't mind competing. against the AFC North. I love it.
No problem with it. Let's play them twice.
Steel sharpens steel.
It's totally fine.
It's made us the team we are today.
It's totally
fine. We have
fine.
JOK because Lamar Jackson is on the Ravens. Like, it makes us be better.
Yep.
But when we're sitting here at 11-7 with the possibility that there will be a Buffalo versus Pittsburgh game in our stadium this week.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about this one.
Yeah.
I think we need to play in a different division so we can host playoff games.
And that's fine. Hey, guys, y'all don't remember? We used to be in a division with the Houston Oilers and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That was a thing that happened. So the geography, don't give me the geography stuff.
Yeah, don't even talk to me about that garbage.
And some of you guys have this antiquated notion of what the AFC is versus the NFC. They abolished the designated hitter. That's not even a thing anymore.
They don't do that anymore. They haven't allowed a designated hitter since 1987.
No. And maybe the Packers can switch back to the AFC to be the NFC's delegate once more.
That would be great for us.
So, Dylan, you're a legal scholar, but I want you listeners to really start tweeting, blogging. We need to get the momentum rolling.
Well,
then
that's really it. It's a public interest movement that needs to occur.
Grassroots.
Here.
We can't AstroTurf this one.
No.
Because all the stadiums in the NFC South have AstroTurf.
Right. Right. This has got to be a real Sprout, you know.
A CJ Sprout situation.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It does, yeah. And he's going to have time to spearhead this, frankly,
plenty
because he's quitting football this weekend.
He's done.
Saturday at around 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, those cleats are turned in to the front office. Because, number one, he didn't buy them. His mom bought those. So he's got to return those, and he's turning in the pads.
They're going to spray him down to the desk.
Mm-hmm. And he's done in football. So he's got time. I'm sure he got a good education at Ohio State.
Of course.
It's a great school.
It's a great institution.
He got a great education. He's going to use that to find a way to get the Browns into the NFC South.
And then run a car dealership in Columbus.
Yeah, and make more money than he ever would as a Houston, Texas quarterback. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you for having us back into your lives. Keep subscribing to that Patreon that keeps the writers here well-fed, well-paid. Really, yes. The facility here is beautiful, too. Someday we'll do a tour of it.
Yeah, BrownsFridayFumble.mindspring.com. I'm sorry, .net.
Oh, and I guess if you want to check out the Patreon.
Oh, God.
It's www.patreon.com/...
Just spell it.
O-D-E-L-L.
The number 4.
Number 4, L-Y-F-E.
Look, we lost admin rights.
We can't change it. Yasin is the admin, and he's kind of mad at us right now. So, anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week for round 2 of the playoffs. Thank you, Kerry Ryan, for our theme, which I'm still using. Dylan, you want to thank anybody?
Yes, the great state of Utah.
I'd like to thank, in addition, Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets. May he rest in peace. All right, my name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to again.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On PressBox Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on PressBox Access.